ite malo la mo ma oko kokoro da ma mana ke ila ite sulama ko nya oko jigi mo mana ke ila ite kabala ko ma oko.
Umu Sangare became a star in Mali when aged just 20. She sang against polygamy, arranged marriage and FGM on her first record, Musulu. 30 years later, the lioness's voice and lyrics are as powerful as ever, but her new album, Mogoya, marks a new chapter in her career. Recorded in Stockholm, the album was then reworked in Paris with a French production team, as well as the traditional African instruments like the kameli ngoni and calabash percussion. There's electric guitar, bass, keyboards and even synths. Sangare says while respecting the culture and tradition of her native Wassalou region south of Bamako, she was very happy to produce a more modern sound that would push the young generation onto the dance floor.
En fait, je suis une chanteuse très ouverte. Ma façon de chanter est typiquement traditionnelle. Vous savez, nous, on connaît pas lire.
I'm very open in my approach to singing. I sing in a typically traditional way. In Africa, we're born with music running through our veins. And like many, I don't read music.
Donc, ma façon de chanter, je touche pas.
I haven't changed anything about the way I sing, but I completely support the idea of letting the music evolve so that others can understand and appreciate it like we do.
Avec nous, je suis parfaitement d'accord.
It's been 8 years since Sangare's last album, but then she's a busy woman. She's built up a significant business empire. She owns and runs a hotel, has launched a range of 4x4 pickups, and even markets her own brand of rice grown in her own paddy fields.
Je l'ai chanté, la femme noire, réveillez-vous, travaillons.
I sing for women, black women. I say, wake up, let's get to work. But after 25 years in the business, I said to myself, Umu Sangare, you've sung to women too much. It's time to show examples of other things you can do.
Je ne suis pas que musicienne.
I'm not just a musician. I try to do things to show that you can help your country develop. I work in the hotel business, dealing cars. I have a chicken farm for eggs.
Quand j'ai posé l'hôtel, beaucoup de femmes venaient vers moi. On veut être comme toi.
I began with the hotel and lots of women came and said they wanted to be like me, but they couldn't afford to set up a hotel or a car business. I thought about it and realized they were right. So that's why I went into farming. I do lots of things to show these women they can do something, even if they don't have any money behind them.
Sangare has always sung to improve the position of women. Her first record, Musulu, meaning women, sold more than 200,000 copies on cassette in Mali, despite raising difficult subjects like FGM. Her next, Kosira, included a song titled Dugu Kamamlemba, which translates as womanizer. Her third album, Worotan, meaning 10 kola nuts, was a reference to the price of a bride and an arranged marriage. Her songs are never trivial.
Chez nous, dans notre région Wassalou, nous on chante pas pour chanter, pour danser seulement.
In the Wassalou region where I come from, we don't just sing and dance for the sake of it. When women sing at baptisms and weddings, we pass on a message. We sing about problems, about everything that annoys us. All the villages gathered so that women use this opportunity to speak out.
Donc en ce moment, les femmes prennent parole.
This song, Mogoya, the new album's title track, means people today. Sangare regrets that relations between people on the African continent are not what they used to be.
Bon, ça se dégrade. Ça se dégrade beaucoup. Parce que vous savez, l'Africain respectait beaucoup son parole.
It's getting worse. Africans used to keep their word. When someone said yes, it meant yes. Nowadays, people don't keep their word. We're quick to cheat on one another. As singers, our role is to say, let's pay attention to what's going on. Some of our African traditions, like being warm and welcoming, for example, are important, and we must hang on to them.
Sangaré has also written a song about suicide called Yere Faga, featuring Tony Allen, Fela Kuti's former drummer. She appeals to people not to commit suicide, no matter how much they're suffering.
It's inspired by my own life. I suffered a lot in childhood and later in my career. So I understood that you have to keep on fighting throughout life and make people who are a bit weak realize that there's no such thing as a problem-free life. You have to try and overcome them.
With success has come criticism, even accusations that she's dealt in drugs.
Fame doesn't bring only good things. Everyone is jealous of you. It's the price you have to pay, and it's normal. I don't even hold it against them. On the contrary, they give me the strength to continue.
In this song, Minata Waraba, Aminata the Lioness, Sangaré pays tribute to her mother's courage and resilience.
My mother's been very important to me. She was a real fighter, and I think I've inherited her energy. There's no social welfare in Africa, so imagine a woman with no income who finds herself with six children to feed and bring up alone. It was really hard.
C'était très, très, très dur. Des fois, elle craque.
She'd go into her room and cry. I was the eldest and took on a lot of responsibility when I was very young. I was always by her side. Suffering either kills you or it makes you strong. I think I became stronger.
Bénéficier le côté fort que la souffrance peut donner à l'être humain.
This song, called Mali Nyale, Beautiful Mali, Sangaré calls on the Malian diaspora to come home. Mali is rising, she says. There's gold and iron ore, cement factories are opening. There's work to be done.
The world has to hear that my country is even more beautiful than before. Considering everything we've gone through, Malians are still standing. Mali is beautiful. It's a gold mine. And I want to say, come back to Africa and build on that. Don't go elsewhere. Some people are leaving their countries to come and make money in Mali. That's why I want to encourage Africans, Malians, to return. We're like hippopotamuses. They live in the water, but when they're hungry, they go out to graze. Once their stomachs are full, they go back into the water. There's no problem in leaving. I've done it myself. We need to go and get experience abroad, trying things out. But once you've done that, you should come back. Nobody else can help Africa develop like its own offspring. And young people who think Europe is an El Dorado, well, it's not. You can create paradise around you.
That was Mali Zoumou Sangaré talking about her new album, Mogoya. And thanks to RFI's Sarah Tisser for the interview. From me, Alison Heard, bye for now.